Welcome to Build Your Tribe with your host, Shalene Johnson.
Hey there. Thanks so much for joining me on this edition of Build Your Tribe. And I apologize if it sounds just a little bit more echoey than normal. I'm recording in my home gym. And I'm doing this series on how to build your personal brand using Facebook. To do this, I want to share a little bit of my own personal story and my past work experience. And I'm going to talk a little bit about kind of where I've been and where I'm going and rebranding yourself or reinventing yourself, although I'm not crazy about either of those terms. But I want you to know that everything I'm talking about can be translated to you. And regardless of the person, the profession, or the brand that you intend to be. But because I think you're going to best understand this if I'm sharing my own personal experience, I thought what better setting to do it than in my gym. All right. I'm going to also do this series live on Facebook. So if you are catching the very beginning of this series and you want to be a part of the conversation, I encourage you to follow me on Facebook. It's facebook.com/Shalene. And I think that's an important thing to do because I'm going to share some of the things I'm doing on Facebook and specifically how you can and should be using your Facebook like page to build your brand, i.e. build your business. Off to the show. It's the same regardless of the industry that you're in. No matter what industry you're in, there are other people who are doing what you do, and you've got to figure out how to differentiate yourself. Number one, so that you can have sales. Number two, so that you can be happy doing what you do. And so the reason why I am today in my gym, oftentimes I will see people who, you know, maybe they've caught a tweet from me or they've done my exercise workouts and then they've jumped on my Facebook page and they assume I'm a fitness personality, which I am. But guess what else? I am also incredibly passionate about helping people build a business. And those two things go hand in hand, as does my faith. I'm going to talk about my faith and I'm going to talk about family. So I don't separate those things out and you're going to hear about them. Those are all pieces of me. Like my faith is very important to me. My personal priority, which is my family, is very important to me. Fitness is very important to me. Having my own business is very important to me. Helping other people recognize how important those things are is also very important to me. So that's the people who I'm trying to attract. I'm trying to attract people who aren't just interested in fitness. Because of that, you won't see me posting just about fitness. You won't see me posting just about family or faith. You'll see me posting about all of these things because I think they're intertwined. Now, what I want to share with you is how important it is for you to build your business using Facebook. I mean, Facebook is a monster. I don't care what app comes out next. Facebook will be there like this. Mm-hmm. Oh, I see. So you're doing live broadcasting? Okay. No problem. Live broadcasting now available on Facebook. Oh, I see. So you've got cute, funny little filters for your faces. You want funny filters? Oh, I see. So you want funny filters for your faces. I got you. No problem. Here's some funny filters for your faces. Oh, okay. So you want to do quick visual updates, Pinterest? Okay, no problem. Then we'll just allow you to do, oh, I see you, YouTube. I see. You want longer videos? You want videos to be the primary source of content? No problem. We got you. Like, dude, try as they might, like you cannot compete with this giant. They're too smart. They're too huge. And while I believe that there are a lot of opportunities to learn new things on new social media platforms, and I think it's great to check out other new platforms. Y'all need to understand you don't need to be on all social media platforms, but you do need to be on this one. If your demographic is in the age bracket of about 20 to 55, if that's the people that you're looking for, then you should be on Facebook. And you don't have to get so overly concerned with going to all of these other social media platforms. The reason why I'm sharing this with you is because I want you to take advantage of the platform that's going to give you the most bang for your buck. So I'm just going to leave you with a few tips today. I'm going to make this short and brief, and then you'll come back for part two, which we'll do tomorrow. Number one, you must have a like or business page. You must. And I realize that you're like, well, but I don't get any traction on my like page. And that's why I use my personal page. Great. That's fine. But you'll understand by the end of the series why you must have a like page, because it's really like spending money and not knowing how much money you have coming in and going out. You have no idea, analytically speaking, who it is you're speaking to, what it is they like, how to reach more people. It's like you're trying to build a business with your hands tied behind your back if you don't have a like page and you're not using a like page. That's my first tip for you. I hope you wrote that down. The type of content you should be sharing on Facebook is a type of content that serves the people who follow you, which is why when I share content, it's either going to be entertaining or it's going to be educational. And I share content from creators who I'm like, okay, this is so valuable. My people benefit from seeing it when I share it. And it makes me look good because I'm sharing somebody who's in the know. Like, you need to be in the know. Step one is you need a like page. Step two, you've got to know who you're trying to reach very specifically. And in doing so, you have to be okay with offending or rejecting or deterring or not attracting people who don't fit that mold. I know who I'm trying to attract. I'm trying to attract not somebody who's just about getting in the best shape of their life. I think that's great. But the person who I'm trying to attract is somebody who's very interested in freedom. Someone who says, I know there's something bigger out there for me and I like my job, but I don't love my job. And if I just knew the steps, if I just knew how, I know that there's something inside of me. I know that there's a story. I have this burning desire to help people. I don't know how to do it, but fitness is a part of who I am because it makes me feel good. And fitness, for many people, it's their on-ramp. I like to call it the gateway drug to personal development. Personal development is the gateway drug to business development. That's who I am. That's who I'm looking for. I'm looking for that person. Why? Number one, because I'm going to specialize in that niche. Number two, that niche makes me happy. I have to tell you, I would not be happy. I wouldn't be fulfilled if I was just talking about crunches. I would rather shoot myself in the head if we were just here talking about your damn body. Because guess what? It's just not that big of a deal. It's your holy temple. I think exercise is a big deal. But your body fat and how awesome your butt is, I don't freaking care. And I don't think most people do either. But fitness, I do care about. Because fitness is something we do to honor our faith. Fitness is something we do to be patient, to be kind, to be creative, to be a better entrepreneur, to be a better mom, to be a better sister, to be a better human. Fitness is something that we do to say, I understand that this is a gift and I'm going to take care of it. That's why fitness is really important to me and always has been and always will be. But I'm not your girl if you're just looking for tips on how to lose body fat and how to get rid of inner thigh jiggle. I mean, I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with it. I think it's fantastic, but that's not my niche. It might be someone else's niche. It's not my niche. My niche has a slice of fitness because I think every entrepreneur, I don't care if you own a auto mechanic shop. I don't care if you are a bricklayer or you own a construction company. It doesn't matter to me. I personally believe that every single business plan must include a fitness plan. I also believe that every business plan must incorporate the importance of family, because why else do it? And that's who I am. And so that's who I'm looking for. And I have to know that before I create my like page, so that when you land on my like page, you are getting a sense of who I am based on not just the post that I create, but my banner or my cover art. So my cover art won't always be something that's like sexier, you know, fitness related. I'm going to try to attract people who are really interested in personal and business development, and fitness is a component of that, and family is a big part of that. You have to know who it is you do want to attract and who it is you aren't looking to attract. Even if some of those people who you're like, well, you know, I'm not necessarily, because listen, I'm sure there's people watching right now who, you know, found my page or found me because they do my workout DVDs and that's it. They're not interested in personal development. They have, you know, no desire whatsoever to ever start a business. That's fine. They found me. And if there's something there that is a little bit like they can relate to and they're like, okay, I get her, then they might stick around and I might be there for them if in fact they make that jump into personal and business development. But I'm not going to try to exclusively serve them with fitness, because for the same reason, I won't try to exclusively serve people with business. For me personally, I believe it's got to be multifaceted because I am. And that makes me happy to serve people who are on the same wavelength as me. And that's what I want you to do. And so too often I'll hear people say, you know, well, I have this, you know, real desire to help rescue animals. And I also love fitness. And I also am very committed to teaching other women how to homeschool their children. And so do I need to pick one of those niches? And I say no, but narrow it down to three or four things and then be bold about those things. Don't just talk about that one little niche or that one little industry that you're in. Talk about what about you in your industry is unique. Like, that's what makes you attractive to people who are just like you. They're like, oh my God, that's so weird. I am totally into horses too. And I've been thinking about homeschooling my children. Then people are like, oh, I found you. This is so cool. And there's like an instant connection. There's an instant connection when we meet people who have the same interests as us. So in order to stand out, you need to lead and be bolder about the thing that makes you unique and how it relates. You need to know who it is you're trying to target and who it is you're okay with, like, not attracting them. And I mean, you need to put that in writing. You need to know, like, who are they? How old are they? And just know that that won't necessarily mean that you are going to ban those other people from finding your page. I know who my lifer is. Okay. I know how old she is. I know what she's interested in. I know what television shows she watches. That, and I speak to her. And I speak to her, and then I'm really comfortable in that voice because I know who she is. And because I can be that way and I can really be more myself, then if I have a 74-year-old dude in Australia who's into gardening and he sees me and he's like, I get her. I like her. He's going to know who I am. And so by me being able to be me and think about my life for when I broadcast, all that that does is it helps me to be authentic. It doesn't mean I'm excluding somebody who doesn't like fit the prototype of my lifer. It just means I've got to be able to picture who it is I'm talking to, or I'm not going to be real. I'm not going to be authentic. I'm going to be like a, I don't know. You know how it is like when you don't know a room full of people and you're just like not exactly yourself? You know what I mean? Like you're kind of like a buttoned up, not very fun version of yourself. You know, you don't like someone until you like actually get to know them, right? And so the whole thing about knowing who it is you're talking to, that's not to exclude anybody. That's just so that you can so be you that when people who are looking for you, even if they don't fit your mold of a lifer, they're like, ah, I've been looking for a chick like this, or I've been looking for a dude like that. It's easier to connect and be authentic. That's my message for today. Thank you so much for joining me on this very brief, but I hope very informative series on Facebook. Tune in for part two, where we're going to talk about specifically what you can be posting immediately when you start realizing who it is that you're trying to attract and what it is they find valuable. In this series, I'm going to share with you what type of content you should be posting, how often you should be posting, how to look at your analytics, how to figure out where you get the most bang for your buck. In other words, is it video? Is it text updates? Is it when other people share your posts? How do you get more engagement? And what do we do about all of the new changes with regard to the algorithm that Facebook just announced? Like, what does that mean for us as business owners? You're in luck. We're going to talk about that in my next series. Thank you so much for listening to Build Your Tribe. My name is Shalene Johnson, and I love you so much for taking the time to write reviews. I read them before I go live. And yes, I have even read a few where you were angry because I had to take some time off. You know, I just figured that's love, that some of you were perturbed that I wasn't producing content as quickly as normal. I was like, okay, this isn't a bad thing that people are upset about this. This is a good thing. I can handle it. But I sure would love to read more of your positive comments because it pumps me up, you guys. All right, I'll catch you on my next episode. It is my goal to be brief, to be bright, to make it fun, and then be done. We're done. But just for today. This episode has been sponsored by CourageousConfidenceClub.com. It's a club that I've created specifically to help people who struggle with confidence and insecurities and social settings and just standing up for themselves, being yourself and feeling good about it. All of us could benefit from having more confidence. I'd love for you to just experience a taste of it. So please be my guest by going to shaleenjohnson.com/confidence tips. Now, if you don't feel like writing that web address down or remembering to go there later, all you have to do is, while you're listening from your phone, send me a text message. The number is 949-565-4337, and that is for U.S. residents. then just send me the word confidence and I will send you access to this video. This video will help you to eliminate self-doubt and just feel more confident in any situation, whether it's work or personal or just your social interactions. Every one of us can benefit from having more confidence. There you'll submit your email address and I will immediately send to your inbox my latest training video, where I teach you step by step how to feel more confident in just about any social setting. I think you'll find this incredibly useful, whether it's business or personal or just in your everyday interactions. Confidence is something that makes life easier. It helps you to raise more confident, self-efficient children. It allows us to speak our mind, to stand up for ourselves, to do the things that otherwise we are paralyzed by fear, and we just allow our own thoughts to stop us. By learning how to overcome self-doubt and fear of success, you can become that confident person that others are attracted to. The person you want to be, the person you deserve to be, the person you know is inside of you. So thank you for checking out my free tools by going to shaleenjohnson.com/confidence tips.
This week at Macy's, get an extra 20% off with your coupon or Macy's card. That's on top of already great deals, like 25 to 60% off cold weather gear for the whole family, 30 to 60% off select bedding and bath, plus 30% off select small appliances. And Star Rewards members earn on every purchase, except gift cards, services, and fees at Macy's, Macy's Backstage, and Market by Macy's. More at Macy's.com/StarRewards. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.